Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy opening day.
All right, Woody, you're right. Marlins, get it started. The first of 162 games. Just about every damn night, man. It seems like there'll be a game, seven games at home to start the season. With the Pirates and the Angels. And so we'll see how they get. Hopefully get off to a good start. Jesus Luzardo, got to be a big thrill for him to be the opening night or day starter for the season. That's pretty damn cool. Pretty cool. Coming off a really good year, 10-10, 208 strikeouts, got nasty stuff, and we'll see if he can keep it going here. So
they really do, by the way, have a lot of cool stuff going on over there. And it's not just because you do the, you know, the ads for them or whatever, but no, I'm being serious. Like, I was looking, you know, to take Leon out there and get, you know, catch some baseball. He plays baseball now, so he's like really into it, but they got all kinds of stuff going on over there, man. So, it's actually going to be pretty fun.
When I grew up in a different time where I grew up, baseball is number one. I've said that before. I can't speak.
Yeah, baseball is what, number five in this town now?
Probably.
You got the Dolphins, who will always be number one, regardless of how bad they are.
So I got to tell you, this area is very unique to where I come from, from California. California is still seasonal sports. Like they're jacked up about Giants baseball starting up. Like San Francisco Giants baseball.
The Dodgers have a big fan base too, right?
Yeah, and down south, the Dodgers, you know, and it's a great rivalry and stuff. So football has its spot, but it's not. It's not
like, year round like it is here,
because with certain areas down here that are football year round. I always tell everybody the most amazing thing. Years ago, I said, "Dad, I got to show you something." When he was still traveling back here, I said, "I'm going to take you to Vista View. I want you to see off season here." So we went over there, and there's Northwestern High School, American Heritage Plantation. We caught three or four professional athletes that were doing conditioning up and down the hills, and they were doing drills. And like three or four youth football teams were over there. It was incredible. So I said, these guys are year-round football. That's it. There's no other sport.
What do you think the pecking order is here now? Like, it's Dolphins number one, right? They'll always be number one.
Are you talking about, like, kids are playing?
No, just general interest. I mean, I think Dolphins would be on top. I mean, again, regardless of
basketball,
how bad they end up getting, with the Heat has gotten.
I think the Heat's
made a move, right? I mean,
look, for a long time we had bad teams, and the Heat had the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, I still think the Dolphins, you know, the NFL in general, right, is, and then I don't know where you put the Canes in there.
Canes are.
Canes got to be either, you know.
They're up there.
Two or three, and then you get the Heat, the Panthers, the soccer team. At least right now, the soccer team is bigger draw than the baseball.
So the team that,
will be.
That, well, that's the thing. It's not even close. The team's got the biggest problem drawing right now is the Marlins. And I don't know. People are asking, I don't want to ruin opening day, but I don't know because they're going to get a really good crowd today, I'm guessing.
They will. We spent the last 10 years trying to figure out how to draw, and more than that, how to draw for those games.
I just
they have every kind of promotion under the sun like you could ever hope for. They let the kids on the field. They give you stuff when you walk in the door.
So how do we – they say, how do we get you back? And if we win, and I'm going, well, you kind of won last year. You went 84-78 and got a wild card.
Yeah.
It didn't really – I mean,
you've had stars down here. You've had MVPs down here.
Oh, you've been there.
And it didn't draw.
We had the best outfield in baseball. Yep. It wasn't even close. We had the best outfield in baseball, and we didn't draw. Stanton was hitting, what, 59, 60 home runs? What was the number, Woody?
I think he was at 59. I went to that last game where he was gone. I think he was going for 60.
Who do we have in center that we traded to Milwaukee Brewers?
Oh, Christian Yelich.
And then we had Ozuna, who was playing great and left.
Look, man, they've gone through a lot of guys that have been really good. There were a bunch of top pitchers they've gone through. Like, it is what it is, but the thing that they can say is, like, yeah, we're not going to sign these guys to huge deals because you don't go when they're here.
No, that's what they say back. Yes, you're right.
It's the same problem the Rays have. You were talking about it with Peter Bendix yesterday. It's the same issue. Like, people don't go to Rays games. They play in a dump. So, Marlins actually don't play in a dump, and people still don't go.
So that was a big thing with David Sampson. We're playing in a football stadium and not a baseball park, so they moved to the Orange Bowl location. Mm-hmm. And Woody, it's the same story. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
But here's the other thing. Like, Texas says David Sampson ruined everything. The Sampson Loria thing is over. It's long over.
Yeah.
You know, like, that can't be a reason that someone won't go to a game.
Right.
And I get it. If you don't want to support ownership,
if you
that's
like,
fine.
If you like
but those
baseball,
guys are long
yeah,
gone, man.
Yeah, David Sampson.
I hate that David Sampson still has a platform because I think the stuff he spews is toxic. But again, those guys are long gone.
He's the kind of guy's perfect for podcasts, though.
I suppose.
He says all kinds of stuff. He says what it was like and things he did behind the scenes as a president. And
the location doesn't suck, by the way, to this guy. Like, if you want to go, you'll go. It's not that bad.
Right.
It really isn't.
So
what location is in? I mean, come
by
on.
By the way, we've heard all this stuff. Like,
yeah, I know
I
the
figured,
traffic.
You know, Broward
that,
and Palm
yeah.
Beach going to say location, getting down there.
By the way, you can jump on the Brightline if you live in Dade or Broward or Palm Beach or whatever. Yeah. You can jump on the Brightline. They'll whisk you right over to the park from the train station. Make it real easy if you don't have to drive.
I thought you were asking me before. It's a great question because, as you know. And I was new to this when I came down here. Maybe it's all over the country now where we just have a young age. These kids play one sport, boys and girls. They get into one sport.
Mm-hmm.
Julie's got a daughter who does nothing but play travel softball. She's a pitcher. Works at 101.5. And she was telling us, so right? And you got kids that are playing baseball year-round, playing a zillion games. You got the Junior Panthers and these travel teams. They play a zillion games and travel all over the place. And I know we have really good travel league teams. Somebody said our baseball travel youth teams are really good, which I guess you put them all together. I went to Central Park last weekend to walk. Well, before I played tennis, I wanted to walk around a little bit. I know you're going to get on.
I'm not, it's okay.
I wanted to see what was going on. So I saw a lot of soccer everywhere. Swimming, they're having a big swim meet too. But also they had baseball. The baseball fields were all going.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see so much baseball. I didn't know what to expect. And then they had an older baseball team that was playing on the bigger field. And so just a
– There's a lot of baseball down here, man. My son plays at Danny Berry's, and Danny Berry has been down here forever.
But I don't
running
think
baseball leagues. The place is slammed with kids.
I don't think Little League baseball's in down here, is it? Like actual the Little League to go to the Little League World Series. I think they have something else. They said guys can get a lead and steal bases.
By the way, we went to the Hurricanes baseball game the other night. They had a nice little crowd out there.
Yeah, but
so
Woody, it's a smaller. I mean,
I understand it's small. I understand it's small.
They have a nice fan base. Yes, for
it
that.
Was a lot. It's lively over there. It was good, but you know, I just don't know what else the Marlins can do. They hand you stuff as you walk in the door. They got deals on concessions during the game. They let you on the field after the game. We'll let your kids run the bases.
The park is beautiful. Can we agree on that?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with the park. It's not a park issue.
How do you feel about the parking garages?
They're okay. I don't know. I mean, it could be better, I guess.
No, they're
they've changed. So they do this new thing now where you pay on your phone or whatever. You just kind of go in and you pay on your phone.
That's going to be a problem.
For who? The people checking the tags?
No,
for you, yeah. You don't know how. Yeah, you just take the ticket at that point, but, you know. The parking, that's not like a reason I won't go to a game.
No.
I guess, oh, man, there's parking. I don't really want to sit in that parking garage for an extra 20 minutes. I won't go to a game. And you know, if you really don't like it, you could park. They have lots
outside.
If you don't,
like, so the other thing down here, because we got people from everywhere. Right, we do. We got people literally go to games because their favorite player from their favorite country, from Puerto Rico or Venezuela or Dominican, right? They're going. We got Japanese people go because we got a lot of professional Japanese players now, and they want to go watch and fly the flag a little bit. And then, you know, on top of that, we have people who grew up in the Northeast that are big Mets fans when the Yankees come. And so you see the popular teams that in Major League Baseball, they have they bring a little extra when they're good. And when the Mets are really good, we draw better down here, right? When they have a good team. So anyway, I don't have an answer. I don't think this team has a lot of star power, but as you brought up, they had star power and nobody.
Yeah. So I'd say the only problem with the Bright Line is it's more expensive than the tickets to the Marlins.
I think they have a pretty good deal on tickets right now. I'm guessing.
It's not the most expensive ticket in town.
And you know,
they got that burger and beer thing they got on Fridays. Was it Fridays? Then they got the beer fest. The beer fest we've done, by the way, which is fun. I like going to events, so I'm maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, but
well, if you're going,
just like going to stuff.
Going to
weekend,
Yeah, you do. You go to a lot of stuff. Like you won't have to worry. For your son, he won't be looking up to anybody except you because you take him to everything, so you're good.
Yeah, but, you know, you never know. A player gets out of hand, and I got to explain to him afterwards what happened.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
And that's part of the role model, too.
Texter said they need to start doing the Savannah Banana Act. That will draw. You know, the Savannah Bananas are coming.
Funny.
They're coming to town.
They are?
Yeah.
By the way, that is brilliant marketing.
I haven't seen them yet. I know they're like the Globetrotters of baseball, right?
Well, they're a minor league team. It's
don't they do don't they sing and dance and stuff?
They do
too?
All kinds of stuff. Like
we're in the ticket. There was a ticket lottery.
When they're
for
not playing
the Savannah
baseball,
Bananas.
They do all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's like you got a bunch of characters on the team. Like hey, if you can't be a clown and a baseball player, and if you're quiet and don't like that stuff, probably shouldn't be on this team.
To the idiot, by the way, that said I'm getting free everywhere. I actually don't get free Marlins tickets. I never have. We tried to get opening day tickets. We
were
unsuccessful.
If you're paying for tickets, we got a problem.
For what?
You shouldn't be
for Marlins tickets.
Yeah.
Well, I do, but it's whatever. I buy them on these apps. I buy them secondary apps. You can get them real cheap when you walk in the door.
All right, listen.
There you go. There's your problem.
Problem
solved. But I actually don't get free Marlins tickets.
I got the one that really I'm amazed by this. This is kind of off what we're talking about. I'm amazed that you get kids to play one sport year round. And I've seen it up close because my nephews, my two nephews played soccer. One did play in college and the other almost to college. And then they both stopped and they're working now. And great kids, great guys. But I never knew how you give up weekends. Year-round, you give up holidays to go play hockey tournaments because it was really good hockey. They're going to play all over the United States and even going up to Canada on the weekends with a big financial commitment from mom and dad. And so if you got one of those kids that's playing baseball year-round, because I know they're doing it, they're doing a lot of different sports and these travel teams, I just wonder about kids getting burned out, man. And maybe it's just me because I grew up playing everything, and it was kind of nice to bring in the new sport and keep going. We always say that's one of the cool things about being in a small town. But I guess you can't really. These high schools don't want you. You never hear about a football player playing basketball that much anymore, right? If you go to one of these big programs, big powerhouses. So anyway, we've got to go to break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't go away.
All right, it is time for a stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. And looks like the market relatively flat here to start the day. The Dow futures up 37 points. NASDAQ futures down 3 points. The S&P is flat at this moment. We'll let you know also that our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you can win to see the tournament, Heat, Panthers, and more. To enter, just go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And one more for you as we wait for Joe to make his triumphant return here. The Miami Heat are back with Junior Heat Summer Camp from June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game at either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. Campers will participate in a variety of competitions, fundamental drills, and games. For more info on how you can sign up your ballers, go to heat.com/juniorheat. Thanks for coming back. I was running out of
learning. No. Learning from the best. Tony Fiorentino runs those camps, the coach.
My son is 7 now. He wants in.
I got to tell you, you learn a lot. He makes it fun. He's got a great staff with him. And his camps through the years, that guy, I mean, hell, he was a coach for a long time, as well as Eric Reed's partner. Tony is first class, man, of not only a friend, but he takes those camps, and those Heat camps have been great. Great for kids that learn things, and no matter what skill level you're at, he makes it fun for everybody with fundamentals and games. And one of my favorites of all time, Tony, is something else. He's assistant coach. he's been at every level of basketball, and he used to beat me in horse after practice. Used to kill me in heat practice. You know, in the old days, we used to be able to shoot after practice.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Not
now. That's pretty cool.
That was a long, long time ago. You go, and Tony be out there and go, come on. I got you today. You know, where I was playing basketball. I couldn't beat him. He could shoot, man. He could shoot with bad knees. Anyway, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. We've been talking a lot about our teams and Marlins opening up, and hopefully people open up here and realize that it's new ownership, has been new ownership. Lori is long gone. I'm sure chasing his secretary wife around a little bit somewhere in France right now or something, and hopefully not down here. David Sampson is, I don't think he lives down here anymore. I believe he's now living up in the Northeast. And so we got new people around, man. Got a lot of new faces. And Jesus Luzardo, excuse me, gets his first start to open this thing up tonight. Today against the Pirates. 4-10 start if you're going out there. And we'll get that start. Islanders and Panthers tonight. Heat tomorrow. Taking on Portland. So, boy, we got busy time. And the Miami Open is down to the last three or four days of their tournament, including four of the top seeds in this tournament. Still going strong. Sinner, Medvedev, Zverev, and Carlos Alcaraz. The best show going. And, boy, does he bring in a crowd when he plays. Wow, what a crowd he's been able to get out there. We had a bunch of other stuff that we were talking about, Woody, as far, and I want to get to some text here. 305-567-056. I remember the number. I lost it last week, Woody. I couldn't remember it. But anyway, we were talking a lot about the kids and sports that they're playing and popularity of sports in this town with everything. Listen, we're unique, man. A lot of places love to have it. We got every team now with soccer here, with MLS here. We've got everything in South Florida. So what do you got coming in, Wood?
All right, Joe. Let's see here. By the way, did you give the right number?
305-567-056.
There you go. This guy says all the new baseball stadiums are connected to a baseball village or downtown. Another person earlier said that. There's nothing to do. You know, I get it. Like, they have all that retail space, by the way, underneath. But this is like a chicken or the egg thing, right? Like, do you build something under there and hope people come? Or more, it's more like Field of Dreams. If
you're talking
it,
about all the
come.
Promises that were made when this thing was built.
There is a ton of retail space there. I mean, they have it. It's like under the garages, you know, part of the stadium. Like, but, you know, what company is going to roll the dice on that?
That's why Tampa Bay's payroll and the Marlins' payroll, they're not going to go out and spend a bunch of money and see if you're going to come. They're not going to do it.
So the Rays thing is different, though, in the sense that, like, that is, out of every game, venue, anything I've ever been to sports-wise, that is the worst experience you can have as a fan, is going to a Tampa Bay Rays game. The trop is
so let me ask
hellish.
You, so this is a question I have for relatives up in Tampa Bay. So I said, okay, because they bitch about it too. I said, so you're telling me, because I heard this with the Marlins, oh, get us out of the football stadium and give us another location that is made for baseball and we're going to fill it up. It never happened. So I'm going to ask you that same question. We build a nice 35, 37,000 with a top over it, the whole deal. You're telling me that they're going to fill most of it up because they have great teams. I'm guessing they'll continue
they
to have really 100 wins, 98 wins, 102 wins.
It's definitely a different market up there in Tampa, right? I mean, they are hockey crazy up there.
Yeah,
that hockey team draws like crazy. Now, if they built in downtown Tampa and Channel Side or something like that, if they built a waterfront ballpark, do people go? I would have to think maybe they do. So the stadium, the Trop that they play in right now, by the way, is in St. Pete.
Okay.
So it's an absolute nightmare to get to for a week. That place is truly a nightmare to get to for a weeknight game. Actually, any game, it's kind of a nightmare to get to if you're coming from Tampa. And the place just sucks. It's a truly unpleasant place to watch a game.
So I'm asking you. Now you've ripped it.
Do they go? I don't know.
And I listened to the old stadium, the Hard Rock, when it had other names. I heard it get ripped all the time. It's made for football. The seats don't.
I never thought Hard Rock or whatever it was at the time was a bad place to watch a baseball game.
David Sampson killed it.
I know. And I know the big problem is the rain, right? Was going to a game and getting just rained on.
That's true.
And the games would get canceled.
A lot of rainouts. Yep.
I never thought it was like a horrible place to watch a game. I mean, I know it's big and whatever, but like didn't have like terrible sight lines or anything like that. But the Trop is like It's just the worst, man.
Okay, so
you look up, you got that catwalk thing.
I know,
got lights
you keep
in your
saying
eyes
that. I
that.
Asked you, will a new ballpark fill up? You lived on that market.
I don't
know.
Well, I don't know. We used to go to games.
I mean,
we went to
good.
Game 7 of the ALCS up there. We went to game 7, walked in for face value and sat in a club level. So I don't know. It's kind of the same scene you have down here with baseball, but I don't know.
They can't give a better product, the team, than what they've given the last five
That's
or six
true.
Years.
They have a very good team.
What the Rays have done. Hell, they're beating the Yankees and the Red Sox and Toronto.
But I do think part of going to these games is you do want to enjoy your experience at the ballpark. And every other ballpark that I've been to, I've been to a handful of them around the country, they do have better game day experiences.
To me, the best
outside of the actual game. So I don't, take that for whatever
it's
worth.
To me, the best ballpark, and I haven't been to all of them, but I have been to through the playoffs, I've been to Wrigley, and I've been to, which is great. I'm glad I got to see it at Yankee Stadium. I've been there. But I got to tell you, that thing out in San Francisco on the Bay.
I know you like that one. That's your home park, yeah.
Nice and cool. Grab a sweater, grab a jacket, and they put great food around that thing. The smell of garlic fries hits you when you come in, and it goes through the whole place, and they've got fish out in center field, and they got that thing pretty well set up. Now they got to get a decent team again to get that place packed.
No question, it's a different experience than a lot. Like I've been to a few games at Wrigley. It's different there. It just is.
Yeah, but you go for the experience.
Better.
They had bad teams in there.
Yeah.
People are going during the day.
The bars outside Wrigley and in Wrigleyville are awesome. If you made Miami into that, do you get 20,000 people to go to a game?
Woody, this is a unique.
I don't think it's in our blood. I think that's the difference.
This is a unique area because a lot of our athletes down here, especially in the inner city, play football. Youth football,
but
is
there's a lot
huge.
Of people playing baseball. There's a lot of kids playing baseball.
In certain areas.
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of baseball being played. I don't know that that's the problem, but
why don't you go ask?
I don't know. In Chicago, it's just part of their sports DNA. It's like in their blood to love baseball. You go to New York, go to Philly, like any of these big markets. It's kind of like in their sports DNA, isn't it?
The other thing is, as I said before, we just got a lot of kids. I don't know. Maybe this going on around the country. Somebody'd have to tell me because I haven't lived in other markets. I know in California it's not like this, but we got a lot of kids that play one sport year around. If you're soccer, you may become a field goal kicker.
Yeah, we've had a few people say that on here.
But mostly, man, they jump into one sport and they play. I don't know how these kids don't all burn out and go, that's it. I've had it. I want to be with my girlfriend. I'm done.
I like this guy. Says the Trop is like watching a game at Home Depot. It does kind of have that feel.
I've never been there.
You should go. Take a little drive up there.
No, it probably won't happen.
It's worth seeing for just once.
Thanks, Woody. I appreciate that, but I'll pass. Tampa Bay's got it rolling pretty good there, man. They had a couple years ago? They had the World Series. They lost in the World Series.
I hate this argument too.
Won
by
the
Stanley
Cup. What
there's 100 other things to do in South Florida than go see a Marlins game. Okay. So there is in Chicago. There is in New York.
First of all,
come on now.
A lot of hardcore fans of certain sports are only going to go to that sport. That's the fans that say, nobody cares about the other sport because they think their buddies and whatever sport they like. A lot of football guys don't care about other sports. And then you got guys who
I've just always gone to gone to everything.
Well, you're a bad example,
Woody. Give a
little
bit of a little bit of flavor of
everything.
That's
a bad example.
Yeah, but you want to get a little bit of.
You're a bad
example. Know what the hell's going on, right?
No, you grow up. You should love sports if you're going to do this. You should like them all. You should like the competition. What makes everything clutch players, great players in every sport.
I think you should try. People should try to be more well-rounded with their sports, Joe.
No, not going to happen.
I don't know. I'm calling a baseball game tonight, and obviously, as you know, baseball is certainly not my favorite sport.
Not today, but, Woody. Don't bring that up today. What do you got to say that for? Hey, we've got a lot more stuff.
Enjoy opening day, though, man.
Yeah. Heck yes, man. It's going to be on at the house. Hey, Kyle Krabs, host of a Locked on Fins podcast, talking a little bit about where this Dolphins roster is right now and the draft. That's what he does. He's coming up next with some great stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.